Update on KWBF Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has announced that Stony Point Road, south of Bellevue Avenue to Todd Road, is indefinitely closed due to police activity. There's a large police presence in the Bellevue Ranch area. No word on what the activity is or when the road will reopen. It's the end of an era. The new signs are up on former Luther Burbank Savings buildings as the acquisition by Washington Federal Bank is now complete. The merger is a $654 million all-stock deal that was announced back in November of 2022 and finally closed last month. So far, Washington Federal says they will keep all former Luther Burbank branches open. Former Rona Park City Council member Jake McKenzie has been appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. He spent 30 years as a pesticide regulator with the EPA. The weekend storm blanketed Lake Tahoe ski resorts with up to 10 feet of new snow and unleashed ferocious wind. One gust on Saturday hit 145 miles an hour at Palisades Tahoe, but the peak gust was 190 miles an hour, also on Saturday. As of this morning, Highway 50 is open with chain requirements. However, Highway 80 is still closed from Colfax to the Nevada state line. In sports, the Giants have signed third baseman Matt Chapman to a three-year, $54 million deal, and they'll try and get in the final round of the Cognizant Classic at PGA National in Florida after the final round was washed out due to rain yesterday. Your forecast, we have a frost advisory until 9 a.m., otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a sprinkle, not expecting much. Highs in the 50s, tonight mainly cloudy with a better chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 40s, tomorrow rain is likely once again, a tenth to a quarter inch with highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Mars' Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band. to Creighton Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Grand Funk Railroad, the American band.
102.7 The Wall.
A little after 8 o'clock, and we are locked and loaded with another hour of America's greatest hits. Good stuff coming up from Fleetwood Mac on the way in just a couple moments. Billy Ocean is coming up. Also got Men at Work, some Prince in there, as well as Poison, No Doubt, and The Clash. And we're going to rewind the year 1979 as well, this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. Coming in 12 heavy flights, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company, I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Still showing signs of picking up a little bit out there, so let's get another update on the commute from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
We're in recovery mode on the southbound 101 commute. Good morning. Traffic sponsored by Audible. Thanks to an earlier wreck in Novato, southbound 101 is stacked up from Noss Field all the way down to the Civic Center in Marin County. It's a 63-minute drive now between Petaluma and Central San Rafael. Northbound 101, we are starting to see slow going in Santa Rosa from Santa Rosa Avenue up to Todd Road, and again between Highway 12 and College Avenue. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception, bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
The worst nuclear accident in U.S. history occurs at Three Mile Island. Odd-even gas rationing spreads nationwide after an oil import shutdown. In Sonoma County, Radio Shack advertises a complete stereo system on sale for just $289. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this. as The Wolf rewinds 1979.
I want you to want me.
Seven, The Wolf, it's Rick Michaels now with two frequencies, 102.7 and 102.5. Basically, 102.7 is going to service the Santa Rosa, Windsor, Healdsburg, and the Rincon Valley area, where 102.5 takes care of the southern half of the county.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Six foot four.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There are a number of Sonoma County regional parks that are either fully or partially still closed due to the weekend storm. According to the Sonoma County Regional Parks website, Forestville River Park and San Antonio Creek Trail are fully closed. Guerneville River Park, Hood Mountain Regional Park, Riverfront Regional Park, Stillwater Cove Park, and Tole Lake Regional Park all have partial closures due to the storm. A brief car chase that ended in a crash allowed the Windsor Police Department to arrest two men Friday night. 20-year-old Tavon Dedrick of Santa Rosa